Hey there, praise the Lord. I wasn't gonna just not appear here today at all. I have just been ministering all evening and this entire day up until now. I haven't had my morning chance to do my walk and talk about the word of the Lord. But God is good. Hallelujah. God is amazing. God has been healing people. God has been delivering people. And of course, the greatest miracle always is salvation. God, our God, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the only God, the living God, the resurrection and the life, is a saving God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's nice to just quickly check in with you share some encouraging things that the Lord has done and that the Lord is doing. So with this amazing manifestation of God's power, and it's like being in the days of the book of Acts, praise God. And I want to encourage you with something that we must read the word and we must study the word of God. And it's important that we take in the word of God. But at the same time, we must be doers of the word also, praise God. Now, the book of Acts was written because the people acted. They moved in him. The Bible says, in him we move, praise God. In him we move. And it's a blessing to do the work of God. It's a blessing for you to do what the word and to be in the word and to study the word. Praise the God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'll keep it short because I'm gonna come back tomorrow with a lot more, and I'll do my walk and my talk. There's not much to walk around in my room here. It's fantastic wallpaper, by the way, isn't it? It's very old fashioned. But praise God. Hallelujah. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ heals and delivers and saves today and tomorrow and forever, as he has been doing. And that is the truth. Let me close with this scripture, because God is such a wonderful, beautiful, amazing God, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, who art in heaven, and the Holy Spirit, because he's a God of order. And when Jesus was in that synagogue, and he said, he took a scroll, and it was a scroll with a prophecy from Isaiah. This is about 700 years before the Lord Jesus read that scroll of that prophecy from Isaiah, which has now become the 61st chapter. Verse 1, now that we've added chapters and verse numbers. Anyway, he came to declare he had fulfilled that prophecy that very day, praise God. And he said, the anointing, praise Jesus, hallelujah, the anointing of the Lord God Almighty is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach deliverance to the captives. And you can read that in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And this is what that order is: the preaching of the gospel to the poor in spirit, so that they can believe it's for salvation. And then he says, I've been sent to heal the brokenhearted. And he heals the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted. He knows what it is like to have a broken heart. He has come to heal the brokenhearted. You do not need to stay broken in your heart, in your spirit. And he has come to set at liberty them that are bruised, with deliverance, preaching deliverance to the captives. Jesus, in that order, blesses. And that happens today, and that happens all the time. So it is just a pleasure. I know I can't be long tonight. I really, literally ministered so much. But the power of God is so enormous that no matter what force of darkness, the power of God overcomes everything. It's Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And when that light, comes, darkness has no chance. So in agreement, I close and I bind anything that is coming against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that was set up or done against you, whatsoever evil force of darkness, powers or principalities that are coming against your freedom in Christ Jesus, I bind them in agreement with you in Jesus' holy name. For there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Even the Bible says that even the devils believe and tremble. Oh, Jesus is truly the one and only living, resurrected God Almighty. Hallelujah. So we're binding those forces in Jesus' name. And I pray the blessing of the Lord upon you. And I'll see you tomorrow with my nice walk and talk of the Word of God with new revelation. So good night from Queens, New York. And I'll catch you tomorrow. Keep the faith. Bye, y'all.